Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols, and there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. So, yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's in, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. People don't vary or stray. We don't mess with that, never have, and as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
That was Mike McDaniel right there as we open up hour number two right here on Moneyline, talking about the concussion and the protocol process here. The phone lines are blazing. We're going to get to them in just a few moments here, but I just need to read off two tweets that are coming through, because apparently right now, and watching on my TV, McDaniel is live from Miami in his post-game press conference, and I just find it hilarious isn't the word, but questionable, I guess, could be the best word. Mike McDaniel says Tua was honest last night in saying he had a headache. Lingers today, finishing MRI now, in addition to CT scans and x-rays from last night. So I read that as, oh, Tua must not have been honest then, K-Dub, when he was talking about last week about having a head injury, and maybe that's his fault. Like, hey, at least Tua, this is the way I'm reading into it, because it's the only way I can. Any thoughts to that wording here by Mike McDaniel, by putting Tua out there saying he was honest last night saying he had a headache, as opposed to just saying, like, yeah, Tua said he had a headache last night, so we checked it out to the fullest?
I don't know. Maybe. I think this is really one of the, you know, we have our opinions, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really still continuing to struggle with this because maybe I'm naive. You know, I probably am. I just cannot believe that in 2022, the Miami Dolphins are now in the midst of a full concussion cover-up here. That they knew Tua was concussed. They felt they had to put him in against the Buffalo Bills. And then they said, we cannot beat the Bengals on Thursday night without, like, I know this is going to sound a little bit, like, if I were to defend Miami, Don, like, you have one of the best backup quarterbacks in the National Football League in Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. I'm just still really struggling with the idea that they have, you know, to the quote that McDaniel used there, kind of fudged the situation, lied on the protocol, and forced Tua back into the game when he wasn't, you know, to their knowledge, healthy to do so.
Yeah, I'm not even saying anybody's like heavy-handed at doing things the wrong way, because obviously you take these guys at their word. They really don't want to put their players in peril, but at the same time, are we digging enough in and overprotecting our players? That's probably not happening. Now, we're going to get into, obviously, in hour number two, we're going to the Mac Jones situation, Myles Garrett, we'll get into all that, but let's hit the phone line to at least grab one of these calls right off the bat. Jerry in New Jersey joining the show here on Friday. No, he had some plays yesterday and said, those Cincinnati Bengals all line, baby. Cashed in. What's good today?
Donnie, Kevin, good afternoon. I know you don't want to hear this. I just got out of work. I'm just following up. I lost the Utah State game at the Stripe. I mean, they came in late, but they were playing that seven-man defense. I don't know. That was a tough one. So anyway, I'm watching. My wife's a Dolphin fan. I watched the injury. Prayers out to him. When I saw his hand, like, clenching, my wife and I just shut the TV off and just went upstairs, because we were very upset by that. But this is what I had for the late show. If you pull up the Angels late last night, pull up the box score, I had the first four hitters, all right, for two hits, okay? And Mike Trout, look it up, right? So I was plus 6,400 for $50 I was sitting on 3,200. And Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And if you look, Mike Trout in the sixth inning rips one to the center fielder on a line drive. And the eighth inning, he was the fourth batter, and they went down 1-2-3. So there goes my luck, but I'm still blessed. All right. But listen, take this to the bank tonight. Go out far west and look for a big Bruin. Go look for the big Bruins tonight. They will cover. God bless, and I'll talk to you guys again.
There we go. Good, thanks, man. Jerry. Right. By the way, I like what he does there, dude, because you've seen me, Kevin, do this, right? Take like four or five players, like just as to get one base hit. But he was basically saying against Cole Irvin, which if you remember the recap yesterday on the show was, I thought he would really get hammered around. Now, chances, they got 13 hits on him. They just didn't score all that much, only scored four. But that's tough. If you said, hey, Ward, Rengifo, Trout, and Ohtani, one guy is going to get one hit and keep you from it. It's probably not Mike Trout you're thinking about in that situation. That's the one that hurts.
What's 10 times worse is that you just needed one man to get a hit in that eighth inning to give yourself one more. Because you feel like you've earned that at-bat for Trout, right? Like, hey, look, let me just get this at-bat, and I'll live with the results, right? Probably would have been, what, at-bat number five or something like that for the game, maybe six.
Yeah.
You live with that. But that is a tough spot there for our guy, Jerry. But another
Bruins tonight.
Ball. Likes the Bruins. The Bruins. I don't mind it. I'm excited for that. Any juice for you on that game a little bit, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a Friday.
Friday college football.
Now, what time is that game actually kicking off?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that still too late? Although it's a Friday. It's like probably
I know it
though.
Is. Yeah, I mean, we got schools in session on Saturdays over here, so it's going to be a tough day for TRS overall at this point here. And I know Christian's behind the scenes there. Moose is waiting on. We'll get him just after the break, but I got a feeling hour number two is going to be pretty special today. We're going to hit just about every game we possibly can and see if we can make some money and have some fun and get after it. It's Moneyline on a Friday afternoon, a football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM channel 159. It's Donnie Wright's out. It's Kevin Walsh. Once again, if you want to get involved, 844-843-6879. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, what goes into every one of those decisions that, you know, it starts with your medical staff, but then there's independent specialists that look into it too. There's an entire protocol, and then you're talking to the player as well. So probably, I don't know, five or six different layers of a process and decision making, like you do with all players.
Yeah, and there's Mike McDaniel again here. And by the way, shame on the Miami Dolphins for just running your head football coach out there who probably doesn't make the final decision there, answering questions like that. How about your GM get out in front there? How about your medical staff be out there? And also, the NFL, maybe they should fly somebody in, K-Dub, to actually talk about the scenario. How about, think that would help out McDaniel in that press conference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, McDaniel's, I guess, doing the best he can, right? But I think, see, I don't
know. He's not a doctor. You know what I mean? Come on. Help him out.
If Mike McDaniel was a part of the decision process in any way, then everybody is automatically guilty.
Yes.
Mike McDaniel's not a part. He's coaching the football game.
Yeah.
There is nothing for Mike McDaniel to be thinking about. It just, do I have Tua or do I have Teddy? Is pretty much the conversation, I think, for Mike McDaniel. Right, Donnie?
Yeah. And for him to answer these questions, probably a long press conference, too. This isn't we'll take five questions and get out of here. This is the national story. You figure that he would get a little bit of help. Maybe he does. I don't know, but I'll keep him watching him on TV. It doesn't seem like he's getting any help from anybody else. I say, Mike, handle that yourself. You get paid enough money. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879 on the grid. Welcome in, Moose, on a Friday here, getting ready for the weekend of football. What you got here, Moose?
Yes, sir. Football Friday doesn't get any better. Hey, how would you feel if you were Tua? I mean, that guy is going through the ringer. Didn't he have a serious injury early on in his career or coming out of college with his hips as well?
Ankles, yeah.
I mean, how much can a person endure? You know, that's my question. Yeah. It's a little bit mind-boggling. Looking forward to some Friday night lights, you know, some college. I'm looking forward to my Brownies playing. And the official Ohio State Patrol police report came out on Myles Garrett. 65 and a 45. Rolled it over some curves. You know, and I talked to you yesterday about a yaw. And what a yaw is, that is rotation. Mm-hmm. So when your vehicle, okay, is spinning, that's a rotation, and that creates skid marks and yaw marks. So they put that all together in a combination, and then they pull the DRM, and it came out to 65. Yep. That Porsche rolled a couple times. So they're just lucky that he didn't, didn't kill himself. You know, I mean, it's... when are you going to learn? I mean, this is like his seventh ticket. So, but you guys, I enjoy your show. Hey, I got one last thing for you guys. And, yep. And I want your opinion. Are you ready? Are you ready for this one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
How about that? Shout out to the boys. But how about if Red Tail, Gary, the X-Man, and myself meet up at the Borgata for a boys' weekend of betting? Wouldn't that be a blast?
Getting the boys together. Can Atlantic City hold all those characters is the question.
Asking the right question.
Extra security there. Got to bring that security team there.
That's a no-joke group right there. That would be in the mix.
There you go. Good call here on a Friday. I'm fired up for football, which we're going to hit as many of these games as we can. But I almost forgot this, K-Dub. Survivor pool. Survivor pool has got to be finalized today.
Yes.
Just opened up the book and let the people know. I have this one, because you got to remember my bets. And usually, we're going to expect to get through 10, 12 weeks of this stuff. You got to go back. Now, one side of the page is DRS here, Bears plus 250, Jags 166, Colts plus 200, all with check marks. But that's not what we're looking at right now. The Survivor pool, Ravens, check. Broncos, check. Bengals, check. So I feel like before we hit the break here, coming up in a couple minutes, let's finalize this.
Yeah.
Where are we going on this? Because I, to be honest with you, I like doing it this way. I haven't sweated this all week. Like, oh my goodness, we got to come up with a formulated plan here. But I think we know where we're going in this one. And there's only you'd be stupid not to go with the Green Bay Packers. Are we right?
I think it's one of those things where there are people who maybe use the Packers when they play the Bears on Sunday Night Football. They're in a tough spot. And there's some people who are like, I'm using Green Bay next week against the Giants for some reason in London. Here's my other reason why I think it feels so clearly the Packers. Donnie, let's just remove them for a second so we can have an interesting conversation instead of buttoning this up, 2 seconds in. Give me your next best option on the board.
Next best option on the board here. Wow, it's if you're just looking at lines, it's supposed to be the Philadelphia Eagles. Home team favored by close to a touchdown. But I got to tell you, even because I think the Eagles, again, I'm prefacing this by saying, I think the Eagles win, and I do think the Eagles cover. But when you're looking at, just pick out easy games on the board, I don't know how easy that game is actually going to be, but I guess you would have to say that's the game that you would be looking at.
So from a spread angle, definitely, but I do worry about the game. I think Jacksonville obviously showed a whole lot of something last week, so that's concerning. I'll put it to you like this. If you were not going to pick the Packers, it has to be because you think you're going to get some incredible leg up on the field. I think you got to go out there and pick the New York Giants to beat the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, well, you're hoping a miracle of all miracles. New England pulls the upset. You knocked out 90% of the pool.
Yep. It's down to you and four other guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So someone picked Arizona crazily, right?
Somebody at Green Bay already this year, right? Used it up.
Yeah. And by the way, those people are out there, though.
Yes,
there are definitely people that use Green Bay on that Sunday night game. So you do have that bit of an edge because if you don't want to pick the most popular pick every week, then that you could kind of talk yourself into the fact that some people will have at least already used the Green Bay Packers, potentially freeing you up. But you even can tell, folks, in our conversation here,
Like, this would be the most difficult week of all time if not for... Like, Don, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Mac Jones, 100% healthy. Are we still picking the Green Bay Packers?
Probably so. Well, what's that line? At least touch, at least seven, right?
Right.
Still picking them.
Six and a half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But they would still be one of the highest spreads on the board. I can't come to another... Vegas? Absolutely not. I don't even know if I like them to win the game. Niners? Ridiculous. I can't do that, even if I think they can win that game. That's not a good spot. Who else is even laying over the field goal? Titans, Colts in division? You're back in Matt Ryan in your survivor pool? Haven't you learned your lesson? People have already been burned by that multiple times.
Yes.
So I don't think you can do that. So I agree here. I think an easy week, one of those weeks where, look, like you said, if the craziest upset happens, then so be it, right? It's just really hard to envision.
Yeah, don't outsmart yourself. I mean, you do that more times than one. Like once out of every 30 years, you'll be so smart. Exactly. You just got to take this and say, this is the right move to play. Now, as we approach the break here, we're just talking about that Green Bay Packers game and some more fun in the NFL with Mac Jones dressed up. Maybe it was costume day in New England for the Patriots, where they're welcoming October and it's Halloween. Like, hey, I want to get dressed up in my costume and go out. The point of Mac Jones wearing a helmet, practice jersey, you know, the shorts, going out there, but actually doing nothing and going back in where he barely moved around. The point was what? I mean, Mike, is this just Bill Belichick saying, like, every bit of information, subterfuge we can have, we need to send out there as if he's going to play? Every doctor that you saw multiple weeks, like, it's a broken leg, and here we are, the New England Patriots beat reporters out here saying, oh, look at this, he might have a chance for Sunday. My goodness, enough with that stuff.
Has Bill lost it?
Oh, exactly. Has Bill lost it? That's the question here. Well, we haven't lost it, and we haven't lost our audience out there either. We're all coming back. Let's have some fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I think the old adage goes here. If you want to win, you better put Andy Dalton in. And that's a perfect segue here on Moneyline, talking about some international football. 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning, Minnesota, New Orleans. Kirk Cousins starting quarterback along with Andy Dalton. And this line is on the move here, Kevin. 3.5 now. Looks like they are across the board. At least FanDuel's at a 3. DraftKings 3.5. PointsBet 3.5. MGM 3.5. So looks like people are betting, say, no shot do I want Andy Dalton to be my quarterback. And 41.5 now. As I'm still going over the total. I'm going over the total. That's 41.5. It's just too low for a football game. It's too low.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Everything has to go your way.
Dalvin Cook's going to play, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing that. By the way, because you know I have to look. You know the stuff bothers me. Ah, London probably low scoring. Not a thing.
Little rain.
It's made
little
up.
Rain.
Mm-hmm. If you hear that though, that's just no. Like that's not a thing. Oh, the London games are low scoring. It's not a thing. I lean towards the Saints, though. The Vikings, like, just landed. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why that's the case. Like, basically, the Saints players are going to be talking with British accents. They've been there so long.
Yes.
Compared to this team. So I lean with the Saints, but I've mentioned this. Is it a mistake? Maybe. But I'm going to be backing Alvin Kamara to score a touchdown here. We saw it with Joe. I'm upset at myself that I didn't have a piece of Joe Mixon with this theory, but the running backs that were supposed to be elite producers that have still not scored 3 weeks into the season coming into week number 4, I'm going to be backing them in the anytime touchdown scorer market.
There you go. All right, keep it moving here. 253, 254, Tennessee and Indianapolis. I know we're on opposite sides of this one. Line has crept up to a 3.5, even MGM now at a 4 as a favorite here for Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis wins this game. I think they take care of business. I think they're the better overall football team, and they're home. And I've already said this as well. If this game was in Tennessee, there might be a different feel overall for this game for me, but it's in Indianapolis. Thought they righted the ship last week, and one of the key statistics that you brought up this morning on the early line, Tennessee hasn't stopped the run. And this is a bad team to say, hey, I can't stop the run against.
No, 1,000%. You're spot on there. I can't argue for a single second about it. I will say, though, is Shaq Leonard ever going to play? I don't know. Right, we're talking. You know what feels like this Bakhtiari range.
Questionable, by the way, for Sunday. Yes, so far.
And that's, by the way, why we say it's so puzzling. Like, if say, all right, he was out week number one, mm-hmm. and just couldn't get to the starting gate week two. It's like every week it's like, we think he's going to play, and then he doesn't. So it gets a little weird when that plays out that way. But my other question is the health of Jonathan Taylor. Is he 100%? And
toe injury.
I just think within this division, you know, I wouldn't be a surprise if Tennessee hangs around. You know, the Titans are a weird team. They might be terrible. I'm not sure what to take away from that game against Vegas because they scored 3 touchdowns on their first 3 drives and then proceeded to hardly do anything the rest of the way. I think they were shut out in the second half of that game, actually. But I don't know. I think the Titans are a little bit live. You have to think they're live in the game if you're betting them plus 3.5. We always tend to think that. But I think the field goal could also be the difference here. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it could be. Certainly could be. Also, the total down, almost a touchdown from the opener. 48.5 FanDuel showing a 42.5.
They're all 43s
across the board. It's low. It's a dome, too. It's low. Like, you know, so many things, and granted, there's a reason why there's overs and unders, because it's not as if, you know, overs hit, you got 40 out there, always hits. No, there are unders that routinely hit where teams in total games go 29 points, 30 points, 31, but you just have one thing out of the realm, a 4th-and-1 on the goal line that you score as opposed to getting stopped. You win that football game as opposed to kicking the field goal. So that is something to keep an eye on. Interesting game nonetheless. I've been waiting on this one here, and every, let's just say, 2 hours, that you check in. Chicago taking on the New York Giants. It's a 3-point line. Total's 39.5, which seems exorbitantly high. But we're not getting any passing props just yet. The touchdown props are up. Saquon Barkley minus 150. Khalil Herbert plus 130. David Montgomery also plus 130. Some injuries might factor into that situation. Justin Fields a 2-1 to score. And Daniel Jones a plus 250 to score in this one. I need to see those final numbers. And I know you're shocked. Have you checked any other books around where...
Yeah, I looked around on.
Let me see. Just was it on DraftKings that you had?
Some different spots. No, it wasn't there.
See.
But just
I'm going to go bet 365. Let me see.
Yeah, take a look. I saw what looked like it might be 149.5 on Justin Fields. I'm telling you right now, I'm betting the over. That's the number.
147.5 at bet 365. Daniel Jones 195.5 at bet 365.
I'm not moved by dimes at all, to be honest with you. The Bears' run defense is bad.
Yeah,
and look, Daniel Jones obviously now is not getting there. But look, this guy, you know, Justin Fields throws a slip screen that goes to the house. You might get half your yardage.
Correct. That's the way it always happens. Somebody falls down in coverage, 62-yard play. You see it all the time. T. Higgins touchdown yesterday. Ooh, look at that. Good coverage here. Oh, nice catch by Higgins. Oh, falls down, can't make the tackle, waltzes into the end zone, long one.
Like, he's, I don't want to up the ante because, again, I like Justin Fields, but, like, Donnie, he's approaching, like, all-time bad quarterbacks.
It's not Donnie, his fault either. Like, I want to rip
the guy. I don't know about that anymore. I don't know about that anymore, about it not being his fault, Donnie. Like, I mean, look, unless the angle is, like, Matt Nagy broke him and that's not his fault, which then we can have that conversation, but... I mean, Don, he's completing 0 passes. They don't let him throw. That has to be for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so underwhelmed by Justin Fields. Like, if I would have told you, like, yeah, Justin Fields is going to go to the Chicago Bears, they're a really bad football team. But, like, man, I wonder if he puts up, like, big yardage, uses that mobility, you know, probably still an explosive, exciting player. No! Yes.
He's you want to get your franchise quarterback some help, you get him a defensive coordinator as your head coach. There you go, Chicago, and add no wide receivers. Now, in this game, quick, I just want to talk about one of these prop bets. It seems really light. Saquon Barkley to score 3 touchdowns, 16-1?
That's ridiculous. That needs to be significantly higher.
Like everybody, like David Montgomery's 70-1, Herbert is 70-1, Fields is 100-1. 16-1 feels like you would have that for 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, what is he to score 2 touchdowns? 5-1?
Yeah, let me say 2 touchdowns, 420. That's ridiculous. Now that's ridiculous, right? Dealing with injuries and a game that has a low total, 3 touchdowns, you should be getting a minimum of 40-1 on 3 touchdowns from anybody. It feels like
that's like nearly the team total, right? Like.
Yeah.
If they score, like...
Is that just saying how bad Daniel Jones is? Like, this guy can't throw a touchdown pass, so if they score 3 touchdowns,
care.
It's got to all be on the ground? Well, yeah, I thought I wanted to bring that up because it doesn't make sense.
The air. But can you do me a favor? Can you find like what Jonathan Taylor is in the same market? Like, is that what the elite backs are?
All right, so let's go. Touchdown scoring props to score 3 touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor's 13-1. Yeah, maybe it is. Is that what it is? That still seems low. Like, Derrick Henry's only 21.
I would never bet that. How could you ever bet that? How often are these guys scoring 3 touchdowns?
I don't know.
It's not like it's once a year.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a quadruple double in the NBA. Yeah, 13-1.
Yes. Outrageous behavior.
It is tough. I mean, that's a pretty good one there. All right, let's keep going. Buffalo and Baltimore. I know we're on the differentiating sides of this. I do think Buffalo wins this game over under a 51. We did play some wagers. And by the way, like I had a free $50 wager that I did on the 1-1. One touchdown rushing, one touchdown passing for both teams. Immediately after the show, I went there and threw another half unit on that thing. So I'm with you. I'm riding for $100 on that plus 550. Now, as I say that,
is
let
that
me open
still
up
a
that
number?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So let's go to over 5-1 and see what we have. So it's the one. Oh my Kev. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh no.
You are not gonna. You will not believe this, K Dub. And I gotta tell you, like, I don't wanna say, because I know we say like when you say things over the air, which a lot of people watch our show. Also made sure I told as many people about this wager as I could early in the day. Kevin, it's 145.
Oh, my God.
It's 145.
K-Dub, I mean,
this, go ahead. Look, we need to spend a little bit of time on this.
Yeah,
this is good.
We will.
This is good.
So just to give people some insight. See, I tell you who, I hope there's a couple of our in-play sports
bettors
out there, as you will really be the ones who truly understand what's going on.
Wow.
But one of our classic markets, it was basically an episode of in-play sports tonight, was happening live during commercial on the early line.
I need to tweet while we're doing this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go get after it. So, Donnie and I basically, every single game, I would bet the two quarterbacks to have 500 passing yards and 4 passing touchdowns. In earnest. Not as a joke. Like, I thought it was going to hit every game. Donnie then, every single game, would bet the two quarterbacks to have 1 passing touchdown each in each half. In earnest. It would always make sense.
Yes.
It always looked like an intriguing option. And then there were a couple that we would always bet together. And one of those was each team for 1 rushing touchdown and 1 passing touchdown. Felt just fantastic, right? How do you not get in the end zone? One's through the air, one's through the ground. And there's a couple of games that, you know, you see the two teams meet and you go, oh my goodness, this couldn't be any better. And one of those games is Bills-Ravens. Donnie and I had joked earlier in the week, like, are we going to get the 1-1 for just the quarterbacks? Like, each guy to throw one and run one in. So this morning, Donnie goes, man, did you? Because I could tell Donnie was, like, chomping at the bit during the segment. We were coming up to the break. Whatever, I'm like, like, were you looking at some of the match matches? He goes, yeah, they have the 1-1, as we call it, for plus 550. So what? I'm like, I don't, you know, we respect Donnie. I'm like, I don't think that's true. Folks, what's transpired here is some unbelievable scenes. We'll get to it on the other side, probably.
Yeah, close this out.
Yeah, all right, I'll handle this because Donnie's handling some other affairs, that means, and letting the people know what is going on. We are live with you here on Moneyline on Sports Grid Radio. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it here, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, it's on and popping here in the hour. It pays to listen in. And you know, sometimes Kevin and I, we have some fun, and we have a lot of thoughts and processes on a lot of different games, which is the best game, which is the game you should avoid. But sometimes things just make sense. And I know Kevin has talked about this in the past. We're up a lot earlier than people, most people, doing content in the morning. And the joke I get a lot on Twitter, and even got it again today, is when I roll over in the morning at 4:30, the first thing I do is grab my phone. Most people text me, hey, you know, 10 o'clock. I'm already asleep by 10 o'clock, so I got to play catch up. And I'll send tweets out that early, and I'll usually get this. Man, do you ever sleep? Well, hey, I do. I go to bed earlier, but I wake up enormously early. But how many times have we come on that show, the early line, we get a first look at lines all the way through that just come up, like weekend specials, game specials, red zone specials, and get that first look like, wow. And it wasn't even a handicap of that, Kevin. It was basically looking at it going, this does not make sense. Let's grab it now, tell the people about it, and we'll see where it goes later in the day. I out of sight, out of mind, Kevin. Out of sight, out of mind, we came on live. We just went over that game, Buffalo and Baltimore, and there it was. You asked the question. I was like, I'm already on it. I want to see where this is at, because there's a good chance that, oh, no, that's right, and Buffalo doesn't run touchdowns in, and that's what it is. But to go down $4, tremendous win for the boys out there if you guys got that along with us.
And again, for those that, you know, in play sports tonight during the break, Donnie tells me, hey, this thing's plus 550. I'm like, are you sure? Like, you're reading that correctly.
And I only went a half on it. And then you go, well, no, I'm going like a unit on this one. I said, no, I can't leave. Like, it's too good to leave out. So I also upped the ante, went the full unit, because I'm like, there's no way Kev's going to celebrate this one. I only got 50 on it, right?
Look, Donnie kept telling me, don't tempt me, don't tempt me. And I was going to try and find a way to tell you in secret, darn, because we came right back from the break. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to find a way to tell him on air in secret, because that's how worried I was about it moving. Here's what led to the full blast-off point, though. Was
and by the way, we'll get to the callers in just a moment. Yeah, we just want to let this play out, though. Go ahead.
But the Eagles-Jags also had up their match specials. And that game would have totaled 45.5 had the 1-1 at plus 260, which actually I don't think is a bad payout, by the way, at plus 260 for Eagles-Jaguars. James Robinson feels like he's into the end zone every week. You always expect the Eagles to get a rushing touchdown. So then you're on to Trevor and Hurts. But I was like, well, hold on a minute. We have Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen a total 6 points higher, and it's a double the number, more than double the number. That I knew it was wrong. And we've, again, Don and I have done these, so we've seen these numbers do move. They're not set stagnant prices. So I knew we had to jump in, and we did, and the numbers moved a ton there. So that is exciting. I've been joking to Donnie, though, because we've seen so many bad beats come our way on match specials. Like, I want them to reach out to me about a cash out, and let's meet in the middle. Because I don't know if I've got what it takes to watch somehow Lamar Jackson not throw a touchdown this week.
Exactly. By the way, shout out Fred Currier here on Twitter, retweeting back at me, do I ever sleep, showing a picture that he's listening right now in the sports grid. So, yes, good stuff here. The boys out there are listening in earnest, and let's not wait any longer. Carl in New Jersey hitting up the phone lines here on a Football Friday. We need some picks, plays, and certainly what's good out there, Carl.
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday. Hope all is well.
Yo!
Getting ready for the weekend.
Happy Friday. Let's
go. All is good. 2 seconds on last night's games. Nice night. Mm-hmm. The under hit, that Mostert rushing yard prop hit. Mm-hmm. Here's the kicker. Did you guys actually play the three receivers over 40 yards last night on that boost?
Yeah. I did, yes. Yeah. Are we going to get an adjustment today? You calling to tell me, Carl, they adjusted it. Yeah, they adjusted up to 40 because I know they probably would have adjusted it down to 39 on us. Yes, go ahead.
They did not. They did not move. From what I saw, I was waiting. I think he caught those two balls in the first half. He caught nothing in the second half.
Yes, so bad.
Unreal.
So true.
Unreal. But I'll throw you my six pack. I know it's short on time today, so I'll give you guys these quick.
Let's go.
We got Jags plus 6.5. We're taking the Browns Falcons over 47.5. We're taking a prop this week. I've finally found a prop I like. Lamar Jackson over 55.5 rushing yards. 2 seconds on that. He has gone over that number twice this season. They're going to run it heavy. He's going to pound the ball and try to win that game for them. So look for him to have a big game. Jets Steelers under 41.5. Seahawks plus 3.5. And Packers minus 9. Those are my six pack for the week, boys.
Okay.
There we go. He's
in. Awesome, Carl. We wish you the best. As always, slandering our birds. Look, they can
win
and not cover, but we respect it. You got to do what you got to do. You're not paid. I'll tell you, one pick I don't mind of his. We didn't get into the side a ton. We talked more under on the morning show.
Yep.
The Packers, though, laying the 9. Just kind of what they did to the Bears, right? Run and hide. You know, 21-7 final score. Ugly, ugly football game. But it wouldn't surprise.
Yeah. But they're a great team to have. Like, if you need, because most of the time, when you take your foot off the gas, you're always asking for trouble. But if you want, like, the Packers to take their foot off the gas, it feels like the perfect team where Aaron Rodgers on purpose on, like, third and four will make sure he only got 5 yards on a pass. Like, he feels like that type of guy, doesn't he? Like, let's run it down to zero. Let's go 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, three. You know what I mean? Right down the field they go. And, ooh, I take pride. Did you see that drive? 8.5 minutes off the clock, and we kicked the field goal. He loves that stuff.
Trust me, as I had not just the over on that Sunday night game against the Bears, but I had that was my alt line on our pick six contest because I thought the offenses would move the ball, and I was looking like a genius to start that game. And then Rodgers was like, all right, that was fun. Shut it down. We're gone. That's it. Game's over. But Donnie, they moved the ball up and down the field with ease. Do we think the Bears, when you think Matt Eberflus is like, hey, I figured out Aaron Rodgers. We're like,
yes.
No, of course not.
Well, I can't wait to get them again, right? Got them right where they want them. You know, now we have them in our crosshairs. We'll see what takes place. But today, Giants also rule out Wandale and Tony in this game. The two young wide receivers can't seem to stay on the field. But apparently Kadarius Tony is running sprints. And one of the more odd, like, he was a first-round pick. If you watch him at Florida, the look on him when you watch, like, man, he is a game changer. Like, I don't want to say Tyreek Hill is the wrong, because nobody's really Tyreek Hill. But that guy that's super fast and super quick at the same time, right? Unlimited, but maybe a little bit off on his work ethic or questionable, you know, I don't want to say personality, but teammate. Let's just use that word terminology for it. And right away, he comes into the NFL. His cleats don't fit. His feet. I mean, what is the deal with that guy?
What's odd to me with Kadarius Toney is if he was, you know, everything that's playing out with him right now, right? You and I usually tell people that's what happens when the regime that drafted you is no longer there. But the regime that drafted him didn't seem to like him all that much. Like, it was like he was on, like, the trade block 3 games in to his NFL career. So I agree. I do not know. But let me also say this. He is clearly very talented.
Yeah.
You know, I expect more from Brian Daboll in terms of getting something out of his guys. And I guess, look, maybe you can't, but I expect Daboll to get something out of Tony. Maybe he doesn't. That's one of those guys, we've seen it 1,000 times, lands in a new situation, lights the world on fire. You go, whoa, wow, what was wrong with the New York Giants? How come they couldn't get this guy right?
Or they just hold on to him too long, saying he has too much talent. Eventually he's going to get it right and never does. By the way, Field Yates with a tweet here. Giants top available wide receivers for Sunday against the Bears. Richie James, David Sills V, who I believe is from West Virginia, and Kenny Golladay, who's been horrendous for that team.
I need trust in Kenny G.
Now, so you see that, right?
What happened to him? The Giants?
Love the move. Actually, you know, I'll tell you. The Giants got Golladay. Yeah, it's a good move. It's a good move right there.
Yeah, I agreed completely. Get talent for your young quarterback is what we used to say. Like, I'll be honest
brutal.
With you. If you would have said, hey, Sterling Shepard's out, Tony's out, Wandell's out. You know, okay, Dubs, name that wide receiver room. I would say, I know Richie James is there, but I don't know who else. Like, I forget Kenny Golladay's on that football team.
Yes, he runs 3 routes a game and usually drops one and, you know, he comes off the field and says, why aren't I playing? You know what I mean? We've all seen players on your team like that. Why aren't I getting more playing time? You go out there and let the ball hit you in the face mask and be like, man, you don't give me enough chances out here. Well, how many chances do you actually need? But it's just like, when is that going to come up? When's that Bears-Giants game going to come up with some stats here? Let me just go to, and I don't know if this is across the board, but I'm going to go to Bet365 again and go to player props. See if they, because other books have to have that stuff up. All right, we have touchdown scores. Passing yards, okay, that we had. Where's, okay, player receiving yards. All right, we're up here. Cole Kmet, 22.5. Darnell Mooney, 34.5. And just Saquon Barkley at 29.5. That's the leading wideouts in the game, Kevin. Nobody more than 35 yards at wide receiver. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, who do you trust? You can't trust any of them. Remember, Donnie, what was that Darnell Mooney prop? What was that Darnell Mooney prop for the season-long number? Remember we were laughing about it.
600, 700 maybe?
I think it was higher than that. I'm not kidding with you.
Was it?
I think it was in like the 8 or 9s. Because wasn't he a 1,000-yard wide receiver last year, Darnell Mooney?
Yes. Yes, he was. And it was almost like saying they're going to be bad. And if he just plays every game, they're going to be good. And I didn't take a look at his stats last week, but I remember coming into week 3, he was 2 catches for 4 yards as the top wideout. Two catches, and he's not even, he's a speed guy. Like, if you said that, hey, that's, you know, Kyle Juszczyk numbers, like, oh, what do you want? He's just catching a quick dump off out of the backfield. But a wide receiver, two catches for 4 yards through 2 weeks? Jeez, man. Step up your game.
Yeah, no, I just don't. But that's a problem, is you can't, you can't blame, like, this guy Darnell Mooney. Like, what do you want from Darnell Mooney?
Do you go auto, by the way, do you go auto over in this game on rushing yards for quarterbacks? 35 and a half and 31 and a half. That's two.
I don't care. I don't care if it's dumb or not. I'm betting the Fields passing prop. If it's underneath 150. I do not care. I have to, Donnie. Donnie, I'm betting college quarterbacks over that number.
Yeah.
I have to bet him.
That's what the joke this morning, right? Yo, K-Dub, he's got 35 after one. Like, oh, this is going to be a good day.
you're narrowly off pace if he has 35 yards. If he has 40 passing yards in the first quarter, you're zooming.
Like, he's got 101 at the break. You're like, this is the greatest bet I ever made.
Actually, I mean, how about that, Donnie, right? There are most quarterbacks, like, over, under, longest completion will be like 37 and a half. So what a quarterback does on a single pass is what you need from Justin Fields for a quarter of football to be on pace to hit your wager. It doesn't even feel real when you break these numbers down. It really doesn't.
No, it does. It's just fun. It's fun to talk about because these are the games that I'm actually drawing more attention to. Like, who would ever watch this game? Me. Because the numbers are ridiculous. And let's just say the FanDuel Sportsbook says Sunday, we got you covered here. Game day specials for this one across the board. 1-1s, quarterback 1-1s. Like, what are those numbers at? You know? Like, what are they at?
I don't even think you would know.
And I'll probably bet them. And I'll probably still bet them because it would be ridiculous. Maybe you'll get a plus five. But how about this? The 1-1 in that game won't even be as high as plus 550 like it was in the Bills game. More respect for that game.
I mean, yeah. You know what though? You're right. Basically, you were getting Giants Bears for Ravens Bills. So he had to get out there and get after it in a major way, and that's exactly what we did.
And usually we said, "Oh, injury probably comes in and void." No injuries in this. I don't care who's at quarterback. I don't care who's at running back. This bad boy can cash. Don't get any ideas, FanDuel, by popping in quarterback names and those down the line either. We don't need that. Or running backs' names. Keep it the way it is. Give me that plus 550, and I will never complain again, or at least till the next weekend when you post some of these numbers. Come on back with us. One final segment here. Afternoon Action Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment on a Football Friday here. Before we get out, having some fun talking, and boy, the time flies. When you're talking football, it means fun. It means wagers and getting after it here. Some news and notes, David Montgomery will not be playing this weekend for the Chicago Bears. So all eyes now on Khalil Herbert, who's going to leave that backfield charge. I was going to take a play at the FanDuel Sportsbook plus 130 before those lines started to move, but I decided not to and went with a baseball play, pitching ninja. Jacob deGrom, Max Fried, Corbin Burns to throw 25 or more strikeouts combined at a plus 270 price, boosted from 190. That's what I'm watching tonight on a Friday night. A little bit of football, a little bit of baseball. Cash in and have some fun for this weekend.
Yeah, 1,000%. We're looking for a fun weekend of action here. Did you want to – we did this last week. Did we not do this last week? Did we give people the pick six? Let's give them our money line dogs.
You know, it's a good thing you said that. We were lined up to do that and never actually gave it away. Now, today I actually got smart and said, hey, B-Rudd, our producer in the morning, why don't you send me a screenshot of, you know, where I could send it out to the people. Number one for the people, but number two for me, who half the time on Sunday is like, now who did I have again here? Quickly on my pick six, Cooper to score a touchdown, plus 135, Seattle Seahawks, Moneyline Dog, 176, the under in New England, Green Bay, 39.5, alt-line, Kansas City and Tampa Bay, over 50.5, DK Metcalf over his prop yards. And the Houston Texans is my teaser game at 11.5. K-Dub, go ahead with yours.
All right, let's make it happen here. We've got a yardage prop, Zach Wilson over passing yards. I think that number's going to be 205.5. The under, Broncos Raiders, 45.5. Money line dog. I'm trying to do this off memory. I don't have the paper. Money line dog, Ravens at home. Lamar Jackson. How do you not trust him? We're going with what else do we have in that teaser game? Chiefs plus the seven. What am I missing? Alt over Zach Commanders Wilson. Cowboys, 44.5. And then who's my touchdown score, Don?
Touchdown score is Austin Eckler. And by the way, DK Metcalf is listed at 58.5 as his receiving prop. Tyler Lockett coming in at 64.5. It's all happening. It's all going down. Good luck this weekend on all your NFL and college football action. It's been a pleasure all week long. For today, Christian, Donnie Wrightside, and KW, it's Moneyline. We'll be back on Monday. Yes, sir.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.